T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with Beach and Company. One more hour to talk to you about what's going on in Washington to impeach or not to impeach. To impeach, on this corner, we have Maxine Waters. On the other corner, not to impeach, we have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Where do you fall? Where do you fall in that? I'm with Nancy Pelosi. I never thought I'd say that, but I am in this case. Is it just a waste of time and money? It's a total waste of time and money. It'll be a long, drawn-out process, and when it goes to the Senate will never let it get past there, so that it's dead in the water. But I think, here's the point, I think these people who have no resume are trying to build a resume, like the Crazy Four. They want to be able to say, even though they know it's a failure, they want to be able to say, yes, I voted for impeachment of that president. And there's enough who have such a hatred for Trump that that'll be enough. So that's it. That's how they want to get their street cred, is by saying that they were voting to impeach him. And that's pretty sad, pretty sick, especially if you look at the condition the country is in. And here's one here, and I think I know where they got this. This is a text. Do you think there is no reason for the press being critical of Donald Trump? And here's the key. Do you really think that Trump runs the government like a crime boss? You know where that came from? That came from the Mueller report, where he was looking, he wanted information of the person third in line of the FBI, and it was a woman, and he did not know her. You can't know every person in the FBI while you're the president. Okay, so he asked somebody else, three things. Is she tough? Is she something else, which was, okay, you know, innocuous. And then, is she on the team? Okay? And you know what the committee member said? Why? Did you hear what he said? Is she on the team? Why, that's like a mob boss. He's talking like a mob boss. That was so ridiculous. Mob bosses don't talk. What, had he seen too many Al Pacino movies? And first of all, on the team is an expression that everybody in business uses. You join Walmart as an associate. Now you're on the team. Team players, yes. People who are looking to hire people always put join our team. It's like our family. Had he said family, would have said the same thing. What is he, a mob boss? And I hate to tell you this, the worst that Donald Trump does is fire somebody. When's the last time you heard of a mafia member being fired? Fired upon, maybe. Ah, we got a smile on file upon. We almost got him. We almost got him, Tony. Push him over the cliff. We almost got him. There, it's there. Fired upon. I never thought I would almost get that from Sean, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
See, you never know the reaction. All right, Tony, you have some Facebook for us, please.
Nancy says they will continue to talk about it but won't impeach. So she just thinks it's a lot of talk.
Well, it is a lot of talk, and it's what what I said. People with no resume trying to get a resume with the people that vote at home. They want to be able to say, I voted to impeach this president, because that plays in their home district. That's the only reason they're going to do it. They know they're not going to win. It's like, you're a special entrant into the race because your father owns the track. You know you're not going to win, but I guess you could say you were in the race. Another, please.
Joseph says, on what charge are they going to impeach a Republican president due to a Democrat plan gone wrong?
Well, that's exactly right. If all of the detectives and 20, I think about $27 million spent over almost 2 years digging everything but earthworms, and they came up with nothing. And now you think that any committee is going to be able to do this? Not likely. And they're wasting our money. There isn't much of a cry about that. We didn't send them to do this. We sent them to legislate. You got it? That was their job. Now they are not doing it. They are they're all caught up into trying to hunt down, like a dog, our president, or to humiliate him or score some point so that they will have a notch in their gun belt. Well, it wouldn't be in the belt, it would be on the gun. A notch on their gun, better said. I think it's ridiculous. It shows that their allegiance certainly isn't to the taxpayer. They could give a damn about the taxpayer. One more before the break, Tone.
Kevin says that seems to be the only thing they want to accomplish.
Well, that's true. And they've made it clear. The only thing we can thank them for is that they're not good enough to hide it. And they don't particularly want to hide it. They don't have any shame in this. They're on a mission. As they said, we're on a mission from God. Yeah, they're on a mission to do what they want to do, and you can forget about anything they told you when you voted for them. Nothing else counts except this to them. Let's take a break and return with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBN. The Beach and Company. And Tony, you had one to read that you think might crack a smile and maybe just a segue right into a laugh with Sean. So
Jackie posted on your Facebook page.
Look at him. He's bracing not to laugh.
All right, Sean, get a hold of this
one. He knows he's going to laugh at this. This is the one that's going to break him. Go ahead.
Funniest thing, man asks his wife if he's the only one she's ever been with. Wife responds, "Yes, dear, all the rest were nines and tens."
That's clever, he said. That's not bad. I don't think it's a knee
slapper.
It wasn't
a full-out laugh.
It's not a knee slapper. No, we're getting a little respect there, but it was not a knee slapper. Let's go to David in Lockport. David has always got a good fiery retort here. David, you're on WBN.
Oh, no. That's not good for my blood pressure. I've calmed down over the years. Hey, you got to tell your tech department, when people are on hold, it's very hard. The volume goes up and goes way, way down. You can't hear, so you have to turn the radio.
Yeah, it's a problem we're having, I think, with streaming, too. I will pass it on to them. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I think they ought to impeach the heck out of him because he had the audacity to interfere with their coup attempt. So you can't let that stand.
I know. He hit their fist with his face, and he shouldn't have done it.
He's more and more like the Orange Roadrunner, and the Democrats are just the Wile E. Coyote. It's just getting more and more fun to watch.
They're out of control. I think Nancy Pelosi is running a Wild West show there.
You know that. Just one thing I want to mention, I'll let you go. You know, when we talk about this dossier being the origin that they're going to investigate.
Yeah.
I really think that Steele dossier was the insurance that Strzok and Page were discussing. Because remember, the first plan they had, they were spying on Trump through the NSA until Admiral Rogers found out about it and warned Trump he was being spied on.
Yeah, Trump has had stormy waters since he announced, maybe even before he announced. And it's been grossly unfair because if you look at the report card, he's done a damn good job. And that is despite all of the hostile activity. Hey, thanks, David. Appreciate your call. Really appreciate it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. You can also text us at 30930. Do you have another? You got a lot of them. Let's have a couple of them, Tony.
All right, Donna says, I don't think so, but I also doubt they will work hard to pass any campaign term limit reform. Same old BS from Congress. The other guy's hands are dirty, but I am sparkling clean. So sad that this is the U.S.
Yeah, does it look to you like Congress is earning its money? Because I don't think so. I really don't. We sent them there, and by the very definition of their job, is to legislate. All right. Yes, they have oversight on some things. We know that, but they're basically legislators, and they don't seem to want to do that much of that. They're more interested in like bounty hunters. It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. All you need is some iron around your biceps and put a tattoo here and there, and you go after them like a mad dog. And that's basically what they're trying to do with this president. And it's not very professional. If you got a legitimate beef, that's one thing. But for instance, right after the Mueller report was issued, it was issued with minimal amount of redactions. The president didn't ask for any. the president also didn't do a lot of things that would indicate that he was guilty. He said to all of his employees, cooperate fully with the committee, and they did. So that's certainly not the sign of somebody who is guilty. And he was totally transparent, gave them everything they wanted, didn't use any presidential executive privilege. And so they said, well, we want, this isn't enough. We want the whole unredacted report. Well, they can't get it, and they know that. There are some things that absolutely they can't get, and that would be like grand jury testimony. But the attorney general offers them up a further example of it with some things removed from the redaction list. They didn't even look at it. They didn't even look at it because their point is going to be, we're not going to get involved with it until you show us everything. Well, they can't show us everything, so that tells you what they're thinking. That's like asking for something you know is not possible. Let's go to Walt in Wheatfield. Walt, you're on WBN.
I never thought I'd say this, but I would go with Pelosi outside of the, the Fabulous Four.
Yeah, I'm with you. I never thought I'd say it either.
It's I used to watch the news a lot, but I just can't stomach it anymore because of what's happening. And I think what you're saying this morning is right on. And I got a bit of a humor on this, and I'd like to share it with you.
Good. You gotta lay it on me.
Yesterday I was watching the TV, and the news was on, and who was on with Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
From, downstate.
Okay.
And I looked at him, and I think he was on the CNN. I don't know who was interviewing, maybe Trapper. But in any event, I noticed that his left eyebrow was higher than his right. And I said to myself, I don't know if this is a signal or he has lost his glue on his...
Well, remember, he used to weigh a ton. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and when I saw him recently, I thought, is this the same guy? So that's hard to do. Can you do it, Tony? Raise one eyebrow? It's a sign of, hey, what's going on here?
I don't know if he was communicating with his committee or what.
You know what that was, Walt? It's a tell. If he's ever on Celebrity Poker, we'll watch one eyebrow, see if it goes up.
So I thought I'd make your day before the 11th.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's hard to do. I can move my ears. Can you move your ears?
Yes.
I can do that. It used to make my daughter laugh when she was a baby. She used to love to see my ears move, like Dumbo, the elephant.
My brothers loved it, too, watching me as a kid.
Not everybody can do it.
Right.
Not everybody. It's a special talent. And
I can also bounce my chest.
You can bounce your chest? What do you mean bounce it? You mean make it flop up and down?
Pex, yeah. Go up and down.
Oh, you're up here. Okay. All right. I can't see it because you got a loose shirt.
I have a dark shirt on.
Yeah. Don't take it off.
No, I
won't. We'll just take your word for it.
Yes.
All right, let's see. We are praying that all of this attempted destructive time against the president will come back to the House and bite them. Trump haters let's see, boom, 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 can't read that. But they're hoping it comes back, and I think it will. And by the way, as a bit of definition, because we try and be as educational as we can, sailing against the wind is called tacking. Signed, Ken. I should have asked Tim Wenger. He's a sailboat kind of guy, and he knows all those things. Has he ever worn his captain's hat? And did you ever see him and Susan at a party? They go as the captain and Tennille.
Come on, Sean, you got to laugh at that.
Susan is Tennille. Did you know that? They used to be Sonny and Cher, but I Got You, Babe was a little too wild for Susan. So
House Muskrat Love.
Oh, I hope not. That's disgusting.
That was Captain and Tennille, right?
No, Muskrat Love, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't a huge Captain and Tennille fan. I like them a little bit better than I like the Turtles.
I like Captain and Tennille.
You like Captain and Tennille?
Yes.
Don Burns used to love Fifth Dimension, too.
He could name them all.
He could name them all. He was the only one that could do that. And I used to nail him all the time about that.
I love Age of Aquarius.
It is the Age of Aquarius. Bum, 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 bum.
Let's leave the singing to them.
No, yeah, my singing has never been a strong point. All right, let's see. So now that we've straightened out the sales and all that sort of thing, to impeach or not to impeach, it is such a fool's errand to go on impeachment right now, especially right after the report comes out. Yes.
I got that, you know, Roseanne, I'm going to read her post in a second from our Facebook page, but this is an example of how the left argues. They can't go back and forth with facts. So what they do is they take you somewhere else. So Roseanne, her contribution to today's program, why did Republicans impeach Clinton?
Are you kidding
me? No, I'm not. No, and she's extreme leftist. We know that from her post.
He had oral sex in the Oval Office.
Yeah, well.
That's just one of the things we know about. Huh?
That's how they argue.
Has she ever seen the blue dress?
Maybe not.
All right, okay. Yeah, so that's what she posted?
Yeah.
Wondering why Clinton got impeached?
Yes, why Republicans went after Clinton.
Do they have to have a sign on, you know, Harry Truman used to have a sign on his desk that said the buck stops here. We're very famous. I mean, he's the president. There's no, beyond that, forget it. This is where the buck stops. Did he need one that says no oral sex? Did they have like an oral sex thing with a circle and a line through it? I mean, really? Did that get him to laugh?
No.
No. Nothing on that one.
He's unflappable.
I think, you know what? That client you have that you do live spots for, maybe
had to take him.
Maybe he needs
H-E-S.
That. Maybe he has a hearing problem because this is really funny stuff we're doing here. And occasionally, by accident, he smiles.
It's great material.
It's fabulous material. But what are you going to do? Maybe I got a half hour for today. I'm carrying this on right till Friday at noon to see if we can make this because this is a great challenge for me. I'm going to stay up tonight thinking of funny things to say.
Well, but don't you agree that that's how they argue? They try to take you somewhere else.
Of course.
Well, you know, well, your guy did that, or your guy once did that in 1938.
And remember, Grover Cleveland did it. He did it in Buffalo, actually.
So they can't go back and forth on ideology or facts. So let's just take you somewhere else.
Yep, exactly. It's called distraction. Look over here. No, it's like a magician. They have you look over here where the noise is or the flash is, and over here is what they're doing, the trick itself. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. I think Robert Kraft found that out. They were doing this over here while doing the trick itself. We'll be back after this on News Radio 930 WBN. We're back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. You can call us on the telephone, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also go to the Facebook page. And by the way, if you want to see some great pictures, go to our Facebook page. If you want to see great pictures of the Dingus Day crowd, Marty Benias took some good pictures and allowed us to post them on our website. When you see it, it's just a sea of humanity, all in red. It's just like a red sea. It's amazing. It really is. Check that out. Here are some texts. He didn't get impeached for having sex in the Oval Office. He got impeached for lying to a grand jury in a sexual assault investigation. Of course, I knew that. I should have remembered that. But I'm just thinking having sex in the Oval Office is probably one of the reasons why he's maintained his popularity all these years. But the bottom line is he did both of those things. I like this. I heard getting fired from the mob because somebody suggests that the president, Donald Trump, was like a mob boss. And I said the worst that Trump has ever done is fire somebody. The mafia does not fire you. I heard getting fired from the mob was terminal. That's pretty good. That's a good line. Can Trump countersue the Dems with obstruction? The Dems seem to be a speed bump in the road right now. If the House Democrats won't let Trump use the Emergencies Act of the 70s, there's no way in hell they should be able to force him to give up his taxes from some law in 1924. And why the hell is Bernie Sanders only paying 26% tax rate? It's a pretty good question. You talk about a major turnaround, it's him, huh? Going from, I am so poor, I'm just a man of the earth, to being a multimillionaire, having three houses, and paying...
And gives very little to charity, by the way.
Yeah, and pays back that amount. Let's go to Gary in Williamsville. Gary, if anybody can make Sean laugh, it's you, Gary. I can count on you. Hello, Gary. Okay, the arrow is on there, Tony, but it's not going. Are you there, Gary? I can hear it in the background. Can you hear it in the background?
Yeah, the line is on.
This is Gary from Williamsville. I mean, he's a regular on the show. Oops, sorry, we have to cut it off. Let's go to Mark and Clarence. Mark, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, what do you guys think of this crazy scenario where the Democrats concocted this whole Russian collusion thing, knowing that, you know, Trump's personality is pretty volatile and that he would go on, you know, he'd get so upset about it that he'd go on a firing binge like Nixon did, right?
Yeah, to find out where it's coming from. Yeah.
And then get him on obstruction.
Well, you know, anything is possible. First of all, the first part of what you said is absolutely right. It's easy to get under his skin, and I'm sure that his handlers try and keep him calm. But when it's personal like that, especially with something that you know is a lie, I think it's easy to make that work. So you might be right. You might be right, Mark. Don't know. Thank you. It's hard to tell. There's so many crazy things going on now. It's a terrible time to be a logical person because what's happening now is not logical. It's illogical. It's certainly totally illogical, as Nancy Pelosi tries to explain to her flock, to try and get the president on impeachment right now. There's no way it's going to happen. And even if they're crazed, even if, Maxine Waters brings in the big tub of purple Kool-Aid and they all drink it, they know intellectually that even if it passes their house, it's not going to fly in the Senate. Just not going to happen. See how important those races are. Thank God we still have the Senate, because in this day and age, anything can happen. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, the scary part is now that the Dems know that they could rig elections with illegals voting. So in certain areas, like we saw in California, just thought it was kind of strange that, what is it, five contested races went to runoffs. All five went to the Democrats the next day.
Yeah, it's amazing. The law of averages just does not apply. And as you see what's going on now, and it's not going to get any worse, but I think it can get better if indeed the AG's promise that he's going to investigate the origins of the Russian situation with Trump, because I think that's where we're going to get a lot of information. That will be worth watching. If you watched any of the hearings in the past, I think that will make even the Supreme Court hearing on Kavanaugh seem tame. I really believe that.
I think that would be just as delicious as Trump putting undocumented citizens in sanctuary cities.
Yeah. Let's go to Gary in Williamsville, see if the phone's working. Now, Gary, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy and Tony.
Hello there, Gary. What do you have?
A different perspective, as usual. The Democrats are not trying to impeach Donald Trump. They're trying to undo the vote. They're trying to change the outcome of the election. And they've been doing that ever since he won. The Democrats, during the Obama administration, they took off their mask, and everyone saw them take them off. And we all saw who was underneath, good old Karl Marx. And they can't put the mask back on because they've told too many things and too many lies that they are going to get called on. So they have to go forward with what they want, and they want to continue with the transformation of this country that was started under the Obama administration.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi is trying to undo exactly what you just said. Her pitch is that it will be easier for us to get them in the next election than to try and unravel the last election, and I think she's absolutely right on this.
Sandy, the bottom line for the Democrats, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but this is the truth. They will burn this country to the ground to get their way.
I think, yeah, I think that there is more of a chance of conflict between elements of the political right and left than there is on any foreign enemy.
I agree. And it's being done on purpose. We're being pitted against each other on purpose.
Yeah, I heard somebody say, well, whoever's doing this is succeeding because they're getting Americans against each other. And as Lincoln said famously, a house divided will not stand.
Remember what William Barr said? There was spying on the Trump campaign, and he is going to look into it.
That is delicious.
Really scared the Democrats, and I think that's why they backed off of impeachment.
Well, let's find out. Let's hope Nancy Pelosi has the flock in tow. Okay, thanks, Gary. Always good to talk to you. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. There's several subplots in what's going on in Washington. According to this story by Nicholas Fandos from the New York Times, Nancy Pelosi had a conference call going with a lot of members of her caucus, 172 members. It was an 87-minute conference. And among the things that came out of that, Maxine Waters, a California chairwoman of the Financial Services Committee and one of the most vocal proponents of impeachment, said her support for trying to remove Trump from office was no secret. But then she added she would not push for other members or outside liberal groups to join her. That's according to the people who were on the thing. Now, why would she do that? I can tell you why she would do that. She wants all the credit if it ever happens. If the president ever does get impeached, she doesn't want to share it with the crazy four or it says other liberal groups. When's the last time you heard that? I don't recall ever hearing that, where I want this so bad, but I know there's a wanted poster. It's up in the sheriff's office. I just hope the other townspeople don't notice it at the same time I do. In this case, we're going to get him. We're going to impeach him. But I don't want everybody standing up before the cameras and the microphone saying that they were the ones responsible. I was the first crackpot. She actually, think about it, she claims first crackpot trophy. She called for it before he was even president.
Well, so did Al Green.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah. In fact, from day one, he said that he is ready to impeach. Every day he's had articles ready. We're good to do it.
Well, Maxine Waters, I remember us doing shows saying, how do you impeach somebody that doesn't have the job? I mean, he was elected, but he hadn't been sworn in. So that's my theory about Maxine Waters. Jerry Nadler, another clown. Why is it, you know what annoys me? All these clowns are from New York. We seem to breed clowns. When they come to work, I bet they come to work in one small car. And it pulls up in front of the Capitol and they get out one at a time. Nadler, it's easier because he's lost about 1,000 pounds. Jerry Nadler of New York, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, walked through a string of public hearings in the coming weeks, including Attorney General William Barr, who will testify in the House and the Senate next week, and Mueller, who Democrats have asked to testify. Nadler also detailed his subpoena to McGahn. In that sense, the argument over impeachment may prove somewhat semantic. If Barr, Mueller, and McCann all appear before the Judiciary Committee, get this now, the proceedings will have the look of impeachment without the title. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting view. But it's a circus there. It's a nightmare. It's our national nightmare. We always thought that if the United States was going to be invaded, we would be invaded by a foreign power. You know, maybe we would be invaded by Russia or China or maybe Iran, but we never thought we'd be invaded by ourselves, did we?
No, the thought process was that in order to defeat America, you had to divide America within.
Yeah, you had to, because if you look in World War II, look what it took. It took the bombing of Pearl Harbor to get us in, because everybody wanted us in before, and we were supplying all kinds of war machines to Great Britain. But the bottom line is we weren't in. But then they did something to get us in. They bombed Pearl Harbor, and that was a logistical mistake on their part because it caused them to lose the war. But the bottom line is America now, I think that's the only way we can be defeated, and they're trying desperately to do it.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel when you see CNN post that Mueller's report looks bad for Obama?
Oh, okay. Well, it probably does, and that's why they're nervous. And remember, the emperor, Obama, is still around. He hasn't disappeared. He hasn't gone back to his birthplace in Hawaii, anything like that. So they feel responsible for still protecting him, even though he's not in office. And will have Secret Service protection for the rest of his life. Do you know that they had dropped that, and he brought it back in his presidency? Did you know that?
Yes, I had heard that.
Yeah, so he's got it. But the bottom line is he still is, he's like, you know, the guy in residence, somebody who you can go to occasionally and ask a question or ask a favor. That sounds more like the Godfather than Trump does.
He seems like he's been the most politically active ex-president that we've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. He did, as you mentioned, the four unholy freshmen in Congress. He's told them how proud he is of them.
Yeah, and they're hitching their star onto him. He's gone. He's out of office. And he said to us, oh, you got to give him credit for this. He was truthful when he said he would, when running, he would fundamentally, if he won, he would fundamentally change America. And he did. And not one person asked him how. Think about it like that. Not one hand went up in one press conference that we ever found out about anyway that asked him how.
Because they were in love with hope and change.
Yeah, hope and change, and he's going to change America, and everything's going to be free, and we're not going to have any debts we're ever going to have to pay, and the tooth fairy's going to give us a $100 bill. I mean, it's just insane, and that's when it started. But I think we are, I said it earlier, more apt to be invaded by ourselves, against ourselves, than we are by outsiders. I don't see outsiders doing it. And that's the sad part. And that's what we all see. And we, guess what? It's like an earthquake. We see it happening. It seems like a little rumble now, but it's getting bigger. And the people that are able to do this to us, we put there. Okay, maybe I didn't put them there. Maybe you didn't put them there, but people like us put them in there, voters. Taxpayers put them in there.
Because they're not paying attention. They're more concerned about what's going on with the Kardashians.
And America's Got Talent. That's it. We always relied on somebody else to take care of it. This we have to take care of ourselves.
Like somebody said, it was funny, is the generation that grew up on Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert whining and crying. Well, look what you got your news from all those years. You thought they were journals. You thought they were legit.
How dumb would you have to be to think that they were real?
That was a whole generation.
It's a character. It is a character. Groucho Marx was not really Captain Spaulding. Didn't they understand that? How dumb are they? Should they have even been admitted to college if they don't know that that wasn't real news? I mean, it's scary.
Now, because you said that, they're going to all have to go to their safe space, Sandy. Oh, good going.
Oh, I know it. I think I need a timeout, so I think I'll take one.
They're going to cry. They're going to have a crying
session. 9 tomorrow morning. And you know what I'm going to be thinking about all during that time?
Oh, I know.
How to make him laugh. All right, we'll do it. We'll do it. I promise you we'll do it. All right? If I have to have his lips sewn in the upward position, I'll pay somebody to do that.
But it doesn't have to be milk coming out of the nose laugh.
No. I've done noodle coming out of the nose. I had that. I'd never get that with him. But I could try. Bring in some noodles tomorrow, Tony. We'll see you tomorrow at 9. I'm making myself laugh on News Radio 930. Noodles coming out of your nose. WBEN.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.